Talking today with Dr. Tom Field from University of Nebraska. And Tom, you, at this cattle industry, a meeting of for Oklahoma cattlemen, you talked to them about the idea or concept of change and the fact that we've got to deal with change. We've got to get our arms around it. We got to respond to all the things that are going on in the world around us and the consumers that we're dealing with. Why in your mind, is that so important to the industry, to the cattle industry?
Well, I think one of our challenges in industries is that we have this great tradition and we have a way of doing things, but we have to deal with markets that are evolving. Consumers are not the same today as they were a decade ago and certainly not the same as they were 20 years ago. The consumer market's wildly fragmented. Technologies are disruptive. There's lots of change. But this is not new, right? Change in our industry has been a reality for a long time. It's our attitude about that change that drives our response to it. And I think one of the things that as an industry we can do, if you're going to be in the food business, you need to be very, very clear about your target, very clear about your market and who you're trying to serve, and then to really get in touch with those consumers in ways that are friendly to them, that they understand, that they like. And that means for us as a real traditional industry that we're going to have to change some of what we do. And that doesn't mean abandoning our values or our core mission. It means changing protocols and technologies, et cetera, to better serve the consumer and to sell our product at a higher value return. And so at the end of the day, it's no different sitting in a boardroom of a ranch than it is sitting in the boardroom at Google. We're all trying to figure out how to deal with the disruptive technologies and consumers who are not consistent. They change, and the segmentation's just and it creates an amazing array of opportunities in the marketplace.
But, you know, the industry today, as far as the product that we're producing, the beef that we're producing, are you feel good about what we've got for today's consumer?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we have today that is one of our signature advantages is that we sell our product as a fresh product by and large. There are some frozen entrees and frozen patties, et cetera. But by and large, we're selling a fresh product, and fresh is absolutely what drives the marketplace today. So I think we want to hang on to that. I think we want to rethink our packaging. Our packaging is very, very uninspiring, and we need to work on that. The product itself, when we look at the protein per calorie, the nutrient per calorie, the flavor, the entire palatability eating experience that comes from a beef meal, whether it's a whole muscle or a ground beef or a brisket or a pulled beef product, the flavor's there, the nutrients are there. We've done a very, very good job in terms of safety as an industry. We need to never let up on that. I feel really good about our product. The key is can we put it in new forms so that consumers can access that product faster, quicker in their preparation? Because as we showed today, the average prep time for an evening meal is less than 30 minutes. That is, there's not a lot of attention given there, right? That's a, you know, let me figure out how to mix it and bake it and go. And so we've got to learn how to do that better.
You said you would change the packaging. How would you change the packaging?
Well, from a packaging perspective, I've never understood why we don't put an image on our packaging. I mean, by and large, we put stuff in a styrofoam tray. We've made some of those trays black now, which is kind of cool. It creates a different image. And then we wrap cellophane over the top of it and slap a label on it that's more or less nondescript. I think we've got a great just walk through this convention. There are some of the most iconic faces in America in this group. I mean, men and women, kids, families, those faces are the story of our product. And I've never understood why we didn't put our landscape and the faces of our people on our product, because, in fact, it's our greatest selling point, because I think it's what creates the connection to consumers is when they recognize that there are these very intentional, hardworking, thoughtful people raising food for them.
Millennials. The Checkoff has decided with their digital advertising campaign to really go hard after them to try to get them engaged with beef today. How important is it that we're doing what we're doing in that regard?
Well, in fact, the millennials and the generations that will follow them are the future for our business. And it's not only in the United States, but internationally as well. I think it's the great challenge of marketing in a commodity mindset is how do you market to the variety of markets today? So, for example, the aging baby boomers, of which I are one, we have all the money, right? So we're still an important market because we'll spend for premium experiences. The working family today, they want beef. They want beef in their diet because it's a great complex protein for them. But we've got to figure out how to make that affordable. And then the millennials and the younger generations is how do we connect the story of what we do to their dietary choices and how do we give them the kinds of products and flavors and experiences that they want. So it's a tough job, and quite frankly, I can say this because I'm a cattle producer and we vote in the checkoff and we have a dog in the hunt. It's quite frankly, as an industry, we should be embarrassed that we're doing a dollar promotion. That's it. We need to be, given the price of our product today and the opportunities in the future, we need to really ramp up our efforts. And the only way we can do that is to do that collectively and do it either through branded supply chain approaches or through the industry approaches that we've taken in the past. And I think it's critical that we tackle those things.
So a dollar checkoff isn't enough. We should have $2 or more.
Yeah, I mean, when I actually look at other companies and their marketing and their R&D investment compared to the beef industry, a dollar is... It's like a participation ribbon. We're participating, but we're not moving with that. So, you know, what should the number be? I'm on the high end compared to probably most folks. But even at selling, we just sold calves for $1.51. Golly, I sure ought to be putting $5 to $10 a head back into my industry. That's my perspective. Now, I know that for some people that would be too high, but certainly we could get from $1 to $2 or $3 and give ourselves a better chance to win the game.
Bottom line, you paint a very optimistic picture. You try to tell people that the sky's not falling. Consumers are still eating beef.
They have not fled the category. Now, I worry because our product's getting pricey. I mean, I bought 4 New York strips at a grocery store the other day, and you know, $30. That was a, you know, that's a, it's a premium product, and I paid a premium price. So I think we have to be very careful about not letting price get much higher. But consumers have stuck with us. Look what's happened to ground beef. I mean, who would have thought that we would have turned ground beef into gourmet burgers, right? I mean, whether it's Five Guys or Johnny Rockets or, I mean, I was at a place in Vegas. I was at a convention out there about 5 years ago. And there was actually a $29 burger on the menu. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. And there were people ordering it. And so I think we have huge opportunity. We have a great product. We have to keep working on that product. We have to work on its form. We have to work on its versatility. But we have a great opportunity if we will just get our mind on the future.
What is the future? In other words, as you cast a vision, you work with students, you work with the industry, what's the vision that you have for the beef industry?
Well, I think the thing that, and this is now going to come from what I think as a ranch owner, we have a premium product, so let's behave like we have a premium product, and let's be artisan with what we do. Our cattle handling, we are trying to become artisans. With how we manage our landscape, we're trying to become artisans and craftsmen of the way that we do that, the way we care for our landscape, our resources, our cattle, our people. I am so proud of the people who work with us to make that ranch work. And so as I look down the road, let's claim that premium space, and let's understand that what consumers do, even in tough markets, they will cling to premium experiences. They'll trade down on the necessities and they'll trade up on the kind of value add things. And that's happened all over the world. It's happened in Brazil. It's happened in China. It happens here. And in fact, income restricted families want our product because it gives them a chance to experience a premium experience for their family. And so I want to make sure that we're figuring out how to hit all those segments, because I think we have such a great product, a great story. and I think a way to really put nutrition and experience and value at America's and the world's dinner table, and that's a pretty good way to spend your life.